turn in our Bible this morning. We're going to go to Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. And we are on the last sermon of our series of fear. And this one is entitled, Fear of the Unknown. And you'll see why as we get to the reading, why this topic comes out. We've had quite a list of fears that we've looked at. They're behind me on the board. Inadequacy, circumstance, death, the unexplainable, hell, lost or no hope, conquest, and the unknown, which we finish up with this morning on this Easter morning. And so Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10, it's entitled The Resurrection. Let us follow along with me in your Bible as I read. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him, they were in shock and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. And they came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we've gathered here today, once again, hearing from your word, I pray that you bless us with the presence of your Spirit today. Lord, I pray for those that have gathered here today that you open their minds, their hearts, and their souls, that they can receive your message today. Lord, help us to live this life that you call us to as followers of Christ. Lord, I also pray that you fill me with that same Spirit, and may these words be your words and never my own. In Jesus I pray, amen. There was an Arab chief who told a story about a spy that they captured, and they sentenced him to death. And here's how the story went. This general had the strange custom of giving condemned criminals a choice between the firing squad and the big black door. As the moment for execution drew near, the guards brought the spy to the Persian general. "What will it be?" he asked. "The firing squad or the big black door?" The spy hesitated for a while as he thought about, "What should I do?" And finally, he chose the firing squad. The general turned to his aide and said, "They always prefer the known to the unknown. People fear what they don't know, yet we gave him a choice." And the aide asked, "What lies beyond the big black door?" And the chief said, "Freedom." "I've known only a few brave enough to take the doors," what he said. Get this. The best opportunities in our lives stand behind the forbidding door of the great unknown. And that's our topic and our message this morning. Even in the resurrection story of Jesus, fear of the unknown plays a role. And we'll unpack that, and we'll look at that, and we'll see what's going on. But as they approach the tomb, they see that the stone has been rolled away, and there's an angel sitting there. How many of you would fear that if you would have that happen to you this day? That you'd witness an angel? I don't think many of us could stand before that. We'd probably faint, or we'd fall down and worship. There'd be some kind of reaction that you and I probably were not prepared for. But the fear in which they're experiencing is understandable, because they're talking to an angel of the Lord. and the body of Christ is gone. Not sure where it's at. The women have no true way to understand or comprehend what they're experiencing. This is all new to them. Hence, they're filled with fear. So let me ask you a few more questions this morning. How often in your life do you fear the unknown? And you might be able to answer that better at the end of this message this morning, of what that might look like in your life. Because there are so many unknowns that you and I will face throughout our lifetime. We don't even know what they will be or how many we'll experience. But I know you'll experience some of them. Some of these unknowns, they'll be good things, pleasant surprises, blessings. But some of these unknowns, they're not going to be so good. They'll be hard. They'll be difficult. You might not understand why. No matter good or bad, though, the fear of the unknown remains. It is always there. Let me talk to you about a few ways that the fear of the unknown can play out in our own lives. So let me just jog your memory here, and you might be able to check the box on some of these this morning that have happened in your life. What about a diagnosis of cancer? That can be devastating. You know what the hardest part is for somebody that's been diagnosed with cancer? Is being told that you have cancer, and by the way, we're going to do tests on Monday, and we won't know those results for another 2 weeks. That 2 weeks is the hardest for somebody who gets that diagnosis. That's the fear of the unknown. Maybe a loved one in your family dies. And you don't know what tomorrow will hold or what it will look like or how you're going to go on. See, that's the fear of the unknown. What does tomorrow look like? Or how about this? Maybe you need to go have a conversation with someone, and the conversation you need to have with them is not going to be an easy one. It's difficult. It's hard. It's one of those conversations you just really don't want to have, and you don't know how it's going to turn out. That's fear of the unknown. When will the rain stop? Maybe your job is ending. Maybe you're behind in your bills. Maybe your marriage is in trouble this morning. You don't know how this is going to end. That is the fear of the unknown. And we all live in this circus we call life. And we don't know how things are going to go. And so if I was to ask you a question and I was to simply ask you, you know, how many of you live with some amount of fear in your lives? Every one of you would probably raise your hand. Because it's always there. In some form or some way or whatever it might be, the things that you've gone through or you're currently going through in your life. And so we always live with that level of fear in our lives. And you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's really low, things are going well. Sometimes it's really high and we're stressful and there's things that are going on that we don't like. And let me tell you this morning. The only place that you'll find true peace is in trusting God as He takes you through these times in your life. That's where you'll find the peace. Lean on God. Trust that He'll carry you through those times in your life. The women that came to the tomb that morning, they were living in the fear of the unknown. I've explained that to you already this morning. But notice what Jesus does with the women. Notice how He responds and He reacts to them. They're probably wondering, what's all going on? They probably have a look of fear on their face. I'm sure He can tell that they are scared. worried of the unknown. Even in our own lives, sometimes these fears, they come on quickly. Other times, they hang around for a season of life. Don't know how long they'll last or how long they'll be. But let me share a story with you. Let me share a personal story with you about fear that one time entered into my life. I was probably about 12 years old at the time. One morning, early in the morning, we had to get up early and we had to switch rows of corn as we were irrigating. And so you go to the irrigation ditch about 5:30 in the morning and you got your shovel with you and you change from this row to that row, you throw a little dirt and you get the water to go down the other row. And across the irrigation ditch, so this would be about the width of a gravel road, by the way, the irrigation ditch is between us, there's this crop duster on the other side of the irrigation ditch spraying this field of corn. And we're on the other side, and this guy's quite something. He's flying underneath the power lines to and from to get everything covered. And we're watching him, and you know, a 12-year-old boy, I'm sure I wasn't probably doing my work because I was so focused on this airplane pilot. It was quite amazing to watch the way he was coming in and out of there. And I remember distinctly, my mom was down a little ways, and my dad and me were kind of next to each other and were working, and the plane flew under the line right above us. And as it came under the line, the tail hit the bottom wire of the high line poles, and it snapped. And I seen this big cable come like this, started to come at us. And I thought, oh my, this thing's going to hit us. And so I yelled at my mom, said, get down. And by the time I yelled, I realized it was too late. And I could see it go over top of us, and I started to see it drop. And the only thing that I could think of as a 12-year-old boy is that this cable's going so fast, it's going to cut my mom right in half. That's what I thought. And praise God, the cable cleared her atop her head and mowed the corn off right behind her. That was a moment of fear for me. And in that moment, it was unknown how it was going to end. I had no idea. I was scared that my mom was going to die that day right in front of me. I praise God that it didn't. Do you understand what I'm talking about when you get those moments of fear that enter into your life? We all have them. Some last for just a little bit, like that airplane that morning was over like that. And others go for a season of life that seem to go on and on and on. Fear of the unknown. But let me share something with you. Jesus understands our fears. Now notice what picture I have up there. You think he was fearful of what he had to go through? You know what? A lot of times that we enter into things, we don't know what's coming. But Jesus knew what was coming. How fearful would you have been in that situation, knowing what was coming? Sometimes it's okay to not know what's coming, isn't it? Because sometimes we can't carry that weight or that burden. But God will definitely walk through us with it. And so Jesus understands our fears. He doesn't want us to live in those fears. Now look back to, remember the story of the women here that I started with here this morning and how Jesus responds to them and he reacts to them. He sees what's going on. If you want to see this, it's Matthew 28 verses 9 and 10. But he speaks into their fear. He reassures them with his presence, not only physically, but as they clasp his feet, they are so glad to be near to him. There's comfort as they see him and as they hear him speak and he speaks words of comfort to them. Don't be afraid. Jesus wants you and I to understand that he has come to set us free from those exact fears that you're facing today. for these women, being in the presence of Jesus took their fears away. Everything's going to be okay, they realized. Being in the presence of Jesus can take our fears away too. Doesn't mean the problem goes away. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy for you and I, but the fear gets lessened and even taken away when we're walking with Jesus and we're close to Him as we live our lives. His death on that cross took care of your sins. His resurrection is an example of what a restored life will look like one day if we but trust in Him and our own lives. Don't be fearful of the situations that you will encounter in this life, because you're going to have many, in many different forms, in many different ways. Trust Jesus. He has the right plan. And He offers reassurance to us today. As we read, we've seen in there a couple of times, don't be afraid. He wants to set you free. But also notice what else He does. He not only speaks peace into their fears of these women, but He gives them a mission. And so let's unpack that a little bit. Let's look at that this morning. He actually sends them out into the unknown. In Matthew 28, verse 10 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" Now, if you're truly going to be a follower of Jesus, you're always going to be on a mission, right? You're always on mission if you're truly a follower of Jesus Christ. And did you hear the mission? In case you missed it, it said, "Go tell my people." Go tell my people. Who are the people of God? Everyone. Those are the people of God. Not just us sitting here in the church today. We might be followers of Christ, but everyone, those are the people of God. Now, when you hear that this morning, how many of you, the fear kind of came up? You mean I gotta go tell somebody about Christ? And all of a sudden the fear might come up inside of you. Because we don't always like to do that. That's hard work. That's difficult. You see, that fear that we have, that holds many of us back from doing a lot of good things for the church, for Christ, for others, for the community, for the people of God. Fear often holds us back. We need to realize that living fearlessly in Christ is what brings excitement, that keeps people and congregations active and vibrant and growing. You know, the Bible says, this little what of mine, I shall not hide it under. Why? Because He wants us to be the light. He wants His people to know who He is, why He came, and to set people free. Not only from their sins, but their fears and the things that they go through in their lives. He wants you to have hope. And if you can live fearlessly in Christ, that's where you're going to find the greatest blessings. Remember the big black door? How many of you are willing to go through that big black door to freedom in Christ? And then to serve Him like crazy on the other side with a fearless type of attitude that a servant could have. That's the mission that He's given us. As usual, I always like to send you home with a little task or something to think about in your life. So here's a question for you this morning. What fear is holding you back from the mission Jesus is sending you on? What fear is it? I know you have them. So do I. Maybe you're here today and it's about giving your life fully to Christ. Maybe that's your fear. the best opportunities in our lives are beyond the fear of the great unknown, where you and I struggle to go with Christ. Those are the greatest blessings you'll ever receive if you're willing to go there. Which of your fears is Jesus speaking to today? Which of your fears is he speaking peace into in your life? What's on your mind right now? If you have an outline with you, you'll see the different fears. I'm going to list those off. They're on the screen as well. What about the fear of inadequacy? I'm not good enough. What about the fear of death? I don't know if I have salvation. Or the fear of hell. I don't know if my sins are forgiven. Will I make it to heaven? Maybe that's your fear today. Or conquest. Knowing that, you know, I haven't succeeded. My life hasn't turned out how I wanted it to be. Or maybe it's fear of the lost or no hope. And depression sets in. And life is hard. Maybe it's the fear of your circumstances, of where you're at today in your own life, the things that are looking you in the face. Maybe it's the fear of the unexplainable that you don't understand and you don't get answers to, and you might often cry out to God, why? Why me? Maybe it's the fear of the unknown because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. See, Jesus came to set us free from all of those fears. All right, how many of you got a white slip of paper when you came in? Yes, the white slip of paper that you're supposed to grab on your way in. If you don't have one, just tear your bulletin in half or whatever it needs to be. All right, on the end of every pew, you'll find a pencil if you don't have a pen with you. And so between now and the end of the service, I want you to write your greatest fear or fears, plural if you have a few, on that slip of paper. And then guess what you're going to do with it? As you leave here this morning, you can crumple it up. I want you to pray for God to take it away. And there's going to be a nice silver bucket at the foot of the cross when you leave here this morning. I want you to take that fear and I want you to give it to Jesus. And do not pick it back up. Leave it there. And live fearlessly for Christ. Because all of God's people said,